following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama. In the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Co-starring B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon in the Halloween comedy Pranks for Parents. And now here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
Thank you, Van Desitel. This is a red letter day for our program. Instead of one star, we have four stars. And when I say star, I do so advisedly. We have with us two of the most idolized figures of the motion picture world. Two people who went to England on a tour and stayed to help fight a war. Who have not only proven that fine acting has nothing to do with temperament, but also that a happy family life is possible when there is more than one career in the family. Now, in just a moment, we want you to meet the famous Lyon family, B.B. Daniels, Ben Lyon, and their two children, Barbara and Richard. But now, here's Van the Skippy Man.
Since this is Halloween week, Les, I'd like to point out how nicely Skippy peanut butter ties in with witches and goblins.
Which witches, said he innocently?
Why, sandwiches, Les.
Oh.
And folks will be gobbling them up faster than anything when you make them with a thick, generous layer of Skippy peanut butter. As I've pointed out on countless occasions, Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. And that flavor makes it a natural for Halloween parties, hurry-up snacks, or, for that matter, whenever anybody gets hungry for something good to eat. What's more, it's easy to make Skippy sandwiches or snacks on short notice. For Skippy never needs stirring, never dries out. There's no floating oil on Skippy, and it stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. So be sure you have plenty of Skippy on hand. And if Halloween pixies come knocking on your front door, shouting trick-or-treat, you'll be ready for them. And now here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And now I want you to meet the Lyon family. Just a minute now, one at a time. First, everyone will remember the beautiful and glamorous star of many motion pictures, Miss B.B. Daniels.
Thank you, Les. And hello, everybody.
B.B., you know, you certainly confound the average opinion of Hollywood. Well, you've had the same house, the same husband, and the same children for quite a few years now.
Yes. I haven't made much progress, have I?
Well, I'd say that such progress makes for very fine living as well as artistry. Now, next, we want you to meet the star of many great motion pictures, a gentleman who did not quibble about giving his wife first billing, Mr. Ben Lyon.
Well, Les, B.B. will always have top billing with me. I think she's a great actress, a great mother, and a very great wife.
You know, that's the kind of billing anyone could be proud of, Ben. And now we come to the beautiful and talented young lady who is making her professional debut, Miss Barbara Lyon.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. I suppose I should feel a little nervous right about now, but I can't help but feel at home in this company.
Well, I am certain that you'll come through with flying colors, Barbara. You know, you may even rival your brother for the acting honors in the younger generation. We want you to meet the young man they call the ham of the house, Richard Lyon, whose reputation as an actor has already been established in numerous motion pictures, and particularly by his performance as Anna's son in Anna and the King of Siam.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. It won't take very much acting to play this part. I guess it's a real example of typecasting.
Oh, stop being a ham, Richard.
We'll hear more about the Lyon family after the final curtain. Now, curtain going up. Places, everyone. Curtain. The curtain is up, and here is the play. Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Pranks for Parents, written by Margaret M. Lowry and co-starring B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon with Barbara and Richard Lyon.
Dear?
Hmm?
Did you bring in the garbage pail?
Hmm?
I said, did you bring in the garbage pail?
Oh, of course. You don't think I left it out after last year's experience, do you?
No. Did you lock the garage doors?
Yes, dear, I locked the garage doors.
Well, you didn't last year, and our poor car looked like a bar of soap with headlights.
Oh, stop worrying, Jean, and let me read my paper. Everything's locked up and under control.
That's the day, Mom. Can
the snowmobile
be right down?
All right, dear. Boys! Oh, boys! Tim will
George, I wish you'd look out this window. They all look so cute in their costumes.
Oh, darling, if you don't mind, I'd rather continue trying to read my paper.
Hi, Mom and Dad. How do I look?
Oh, like a very dashing pirate.
Dashing? Who wants to be dashing? I want to be tough.
Hey, you better join that gang of yours and get going before the neighbors start calling up and complaining about the noise.
We got the whole gang together for trick-or-treat. We got it all figured out. The kids keep going to the same houses all night, nobody's going to get much. But if we divide up and go in teams and all take different streets, everybody will get an even break.
Oh, well, organization and teamwork, eh? Oh, that's the spirit, son.
Yeah, we got the whole town divided into sections. And no guy better take anybody else's territory if he knows what's good for him. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Well, that's a relief. Now maybe I can read my paper.
Oh, George, they're only young ones. I love to see them so full of life.
Mom, will you hook my dress?
Oh, how nice you look, dear. Now hold still.
Like me, Dad?
Why all the glamour? You look like you were dressed up for a fancy ball.
I'm an Egyptian princess. Just because it's Halloween, I don't have to look like an old frump, do I?
Oh, I see. They're going to be boys at the party.
Oh, Daddy. Tell my bracelet, Mom.
Oh, dear, dear. If those kids are going to spend the evening here, I'm going to take my paper and go down to the basement.
Relax, Dad. We're going on a scavenger hunt. I better run. Bye, darling. It must be awful to just sit by the fire on Halloween. But I guess when I'm old, I'll be doing the same thing. Here's a kiss. Cat, bye.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Old. Well, I like that.
George, it's our own fault that the children think of us as old and starchy.
Well, what would you want us to do? Dress up in Halloween costumes and run up and down the street ringing doorbells?
You know, it might be fun at that.
Are you crazy?
No, but I do wish we were young enough to go trick-or-treat. We missed something, George. We didn't do that when we were young.
No. We just pushed things over.
Yes.
Hey, but wait a minute. We are still young enough to do anything our kids can do.
Oh, George.
No, I mean it. Why can't we go trick-or-treat as well as they can?
Oh, don't be silly.
Sure, we'll drape ourselves up in sheets and put on those ghost masks that Pam decorated the mantle with.
George, be your age.
My age? That settles it. We're going.
Honestly, George.
Come on, Gina. Your game? Nobody on earth will recognize us.
Why, the neighbors will think we've gone mad.
The neighbors will never know. Hey, won't it be fun to fool them?
Oh, George, it's ridiculous. But I'll get the sheets.
Get the big one so we'll be completely covered. Wait a minute, I'll go with you.
Here they are. Now, I'll drape you first. Here, put it over your head.
Oh, geez, wait a minute, you're messing my hair.
You mean what's left of it.
I can't breathe.
Of course you can, silly. You're supposed to push it back like this from your face and then tie it under your chin like that.
Well, that's better. Hey, wait a minute. A little more over this shoulder, Jean. Ouch. You stuck me.
Oh.
Be careful with that pin.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm so used to draping things on my dress model, I just push pins in without thinking.
Well, I may be a dummy, but I object to being treated like one. Hey, wait a minute. This looks good. Now for the mask.
All right. Here you are. Oh, no. Wait a minute. You're getting it crooked. That's it.
How do I look?
Oh, honestly, George, no one on earth would ever recognize you. Now, you drape me.
Okay. We'll go to every house in the block.
Yes. Ring the bell, George.
Okay.
Now, don't forget to change your voice.
I won't.
Trick or treat.
Well, you're a pretty big boy about trick or treating. Here's some cookies now, but I warn you, don't try any funny business.
Well, the old crab. Can't even be nice to us kids on Halloween.
Well, she'd be embarrassed if she knew who we are. She's always so polite to me.
Oh, some Halloween kitties. Well, now, what can I do for you?
Trick or treat.
Oh, yes. Here's a penny for each of you.
Why, the big cheapskate. And at the club, he's such a four-flusher.
Yes. You know, we should have done this years ago. It's certainly a good way to get a line on our neighbors.
door right in our faces. Of all the bum sport. Homemade donuts. Says she baked them herself. Have one, Jean?
Oh, fine. Oh, fine. She baked them, all right, but she forgot to say when. Mmm. These donuts must be 2 weeks old. I can't even get my teeth in line.
Hey, what's she trying to do? Poison us poor kids? You know, Jean, I find this trick-or-treat business very disillusioning.
Yes, and the neighbors. I'd plan to tell them tomorrow how we fooled them. But after the way most of them have treated us, I think it would be a little embarrassing.
Ye gods, Jean, here comes Tim and his gang.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't speak or he'll recognize your voice. I'd die if the children found out how silly we'd been.
Why, we'll never be able to live it down.
Just look straight ahead and walk right by.
Hey, you guys, what do you mean horning in our territory? I asked you a civil question. This whole town was divided up. What territory did you get?
Yeah, come on, boy.
Oh, so you won't talk, eh? Bob, you take the little guy, and I'll handle the big one.
Come on, let's take that.
Come on, put up, you do. Put him up, I tell you. Okay, then you ask for it. Take that. What kind of fight is that? Look, Bob, this big drip thinks he can push me around. Get a load of this. Put him right in his stomach, you yellow fizzler. How you coming with a little guy?
Well, watch this, boy.
Oh! That's it. Boy, did he look silly when you booted him. Too yellow to fight.
I knocked a hole in the big guy's mask. Too bad I didn't pull it off in the little guy's mask. I sure would have liked to have seen their faces when we bowled them over. What if they're still sitting there? Hey, it's Pam and her gang. They're on a scavenger hunt. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim. Having fun? I'll say, we just had to take care of a couple of crashers. Big guys, too.
Big? Were they good looking?
Oh, how should we know? They had ghost masks on. But they were big, all right. At least one was.
Gee.
Oh, and I'll bet he was handsome.
Now, why couldn't I have been there?
I wish you had been. You'd have seen us beat him up. They were so scared they couldn't even talk.
What were they scared of if they're as big as you say?
They're yellow, that's what. Honest, Pam, one guy was as big as Dad.
As big as Dad? Tim, did you listen to the newscast at dinner?
Yeah, why?
Don't you remember? They said to beware of burglars dressed up in Halloween costumes getting into homes under false pretenses.
Hey, I get it now. They wouldn't talk because they were men and they knew their voices would give them away.
That's right.
Ah, heck, why didn't I think of that?
I'm going to call the police. Maybe there's a big reward.
My leg. When I get hold of that Tim, I'm going to tan the daylights out of him.
And what reason will you give?
Oh, don't you worry. I'll think up a reason.
Oh, be sensible, George. It's our own fault.
Oh.
If we're going to act like children, then we should be expected to be treated like
that
children.
That young upstart,
I don't think I'll be able to sit down for a month.
I could just take and...
Honestly, George, if you could have seen yourself sitting on the sidewalk... with that ghost mask all crooked.
Yeah, well, you better not laugh so much. You made quite a picture yourself. Don't forget we're in this together, you know. Hey.
Hey, I wonder what those sirens are for. That car's stopping right beside us.
Hey, don't look now, but I think they're coming for us.
Oh, they are. What do we do, George?
Well, don't tell them who we are. We'd be the laughingstock of the town.
Just a minute, you two. Not so fast. I want to talk to you. There's an alarm out for a couple of suspicious characters in ghost costumes. We want to look at you. Take the mask off. I said take them off. What's the matter with you? You're using the sign language. Can't you talk? Well, here, let's take a look at you. Well, I'll be darned. A Halloween burglar and his mall. Put them up. Watch them, Mac.
Right.
They're tough characters. Get the bracelets on them.
Got them, sir.
Okay, now. We'll go to the station and see if we can make you talk there.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Pranks for Parents, co-starring Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon with Barbara and Richard Lyon. But now, let's hear from Van Desitel.
An English teacher in a San Francisco grade school recently asked her small pupils to write radio commercials as an assignment. Well, it seems that a little girl named Hetty Owen picked Skippy Peanut Butter for her commercial. Her literary attempt has been sent to me, and I'd like to read it to you, just as little Hetty wrote it, without ever dreaming it would actually reach the airwaves. Here it is. Do you come home tired and hungry? Well, then, if you do, go to your cupboard and take out a... It has a delicious flavor.
Delicious?
I think Hetty means delicious, Len.
No.
She's just using her private shorthand. But to continue... And it relieves your hunger. If you do not have a jar, go to your store right away. It is highly recommended for vitamins and most nourishing.
What is? The grocery store or the Skippy peanut butter?
The Skippy peanut butter, of course, Les. Don't be ridiculous. Hetty goes on to say, you can get it in the chunky style or the rich, creamy style. Why not spread some on a crisp cracker with some yam or jelly? Try it sometime. It is really good.
You know, Van, if young Hetty can turn out commercials like that, I don't see why we need you on this program.
By golly, Les, maybe you're right. At any rate, it's for sure that Hetty has discovered it's a fact. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Bebe Daniels and Mr. Ben Lyon with Barbara and Richard Lyon in Pranks for Parents.
Now, you better talk, Mrs. Jones, if you know what's good for you.
I have nothing to say, officer.
Your partner confessed everything, so why not be smart, make a clean breast of it, and get a recommendation for leniency?
Confessed?
Yep, he spilled the beans. He's looking out for his own skin, and he's going to let you take the rap.
Take the rap?
Now, don't play dumb. I can see guilt written all over your face.
But, officer, we've done nothing to break the law.
Done nothing? 6 jobs pulled in the last 12 hours, and they've done nothing to break the law.
I tell you, we haven't done a thing.
Then why the disguise?
Well, this isn't a disguise. It's a Halloween costume.
So you like to play Halloween?
Yes.
Probably remove the gates from the penitentiary.
Oh, officer, you must believe me. This is a Halloween ghost costume.
I believe you. Every house that was burglarized said the burglar wore a Halloween ghost costume.
Burglarized? Officer, do I look like a burglar?
Of course you do. Why would a grown woman like you be going from house to house in a Halloween costume if she wasn't up to something?
Well, we were only going trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat? Ho-ho. Ho-ho. Trick-or-treat. Well, that's a new one. I gotta hand it to you, Mrs. Jones, for at least being original.
But honestly...
Trick-or-treat. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Wait till I tell that one to the boys. Well,
so
I'm getting nowhere with you, so I think I'll just go and check with Mac and see what else he got from your partner. Trick or treat.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Kitty, and there's lemonade in the icebox.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's one of those ghost guys that can climb out the window.
Come on, Jim, grab him.
I got his leg. Now we got him down. You kids sit on him while I get our clothesline and tie him up. Boy, will you look at the loot he's got. We ought to get a big reward for this.
Yeah, gee whiz.
All right, Mrs. Jones, you can come out now.
Well, thank you, officer. I knew you'd see how silly it was to hold us. Now we can go home.
Not so fast. We may have a new home for you.
But I thought you...
I'm taking you to the lineup.
The lineup? What's that?
You'll find out.
But where's my husband?
Now, don't give me that husband stuff. How could he be your husband with your name Jones and his Smith?
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, just so. What's a lineup?
Come on, I'll explain it on the way, as if you didn't know. Now, put that mask back on. I want you to look just as you did to the complaining witnesses.
Complaining witnesses? You mean somebody complained about us?
Yes, a couple of kids turned in. Lucky we broadcast your description. One of those kids heard it and was smart enough to remember.
Oh, I heard that broadcast, too. Oh, I should have realized.
Yeah, you got to get up pretty early, Mrs. Jones, to get ahead of the law. You gotta hand it to the younger generation, too. Those Blake kids are right on the beam.
Blake kids? Did you say Blake kids, officer?
Now, don't get any funny ideas of revenge. Those kids were only doing their duty.
But, officer...
Here we are.
Officer, I couldn't go in there, please. I'm very self-conscious. I couldn't bear to go out like this before all those people.
Self-conscious now? Tough baby like you. Look, there's your partner in the lineup already.
On that stage? Under those glaring lights?
Yep. Now you go out there and stand beside him.
Oh, please now, officer, don't make me go up on that stage.
I am losing my patience. You'll either walk right up there or I'll pick you up and carry you.
No, I'll go. I'll walk. But don't hurry me, please.
Gene, are you all right?
I don't know. I'm so scared.
No talking, you two. Quiet now, everybody. You all see the lineup of suspicious characters we picked up tonight.
The lineup. Look, gang. Here's the other two we beat up tonight.
Hey, son. Who's the guy you got all tied up?
The burglar we found in our living room. We got the swag, too, officer.
Good for you, son. Mac, take this burglar into custody.
Hey, officer, those two ghosts on the stage are the ones Sam reported. The big one's the one I butted in the stomach.
Wasn't he brave, officer, attacking a huge criminal like that?
He certainly was. Son, did you see these people without their masks on?
No, they both look like they do now.
Then you can't be sure they're the same two.
Well, they're the same two, all right. See the hole in the big guy's mask? That's where I stopped. Cool.
Well, now we'll take their masks off and see if any of you have seen them prowling around before tonight. All right, lady.
Please, officer, no. I can't. I just can't let all those people see my face.
Then I'll have to yank it off.
Oh, Mom!
Mother!
And now you.
Oh, no!
Daddy! Oh, officer, there's been a dreadful mistake.
Try to drink some coffee, George. You'll feel better.
Oh, no, thanks. I couldn't swallow.
But you can't go to the office without anything on your stomach.
I'm not going to the office.
Not going to the office?
No, I can't bear to face people.
Oh, George, you're taking it too seriously.
Oh, too seriously? Do you realize we're the laughing stock of this town?
Oh, George.
Maybe you don't remember the flashlight picture that reporter took just as the officer pulled our masks off.
Don't remind me of it.
I can just see the write-up. Prominent local businessman and wife and police lineup.
Oh, George. Is that what they said?
I don't know. I haven't had the courage to look at the morning paper. It may be worse than that.
I told you people would think we were crazy.
Now, don't start that I told you so stuff. If you hadn't been so worried about our lost youth, we might have sat quietly at home all evening and read the paper.
Good morning, Mom and Daddy.
Yeah, what's good about it?
Well, everything. Have you seen the paper?
Oh, take that paper away.
Hi, family.
Oh, get started on your breakfast. Not a word out of you, boy.
Oh, heck. What did I do now?
What did you do? You made us the town's greatest fools. That's what you did.
Why, Dad, what are you talking about?
How can I face my friends after last night?
Face your friends? I'll get it.
Don't answer it.
Oh, relax, Daddy. Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Worthington.
Mrs. Worthington, the club president.
You'll probably call to ask for your resignation.
Oh, thank you so much, Mrs. Worthington. Yes, I'll tell her. It was sweet of you to call. Oh, yes. Tim and I think so, too. Thank you. Goodbye.
What did she say?
She said she called up to congratulate you and Daddy.
Huh. I don't admire her sense of humor.
No, really. She said she'd always admired you, Mom. And she was so proud to see your picture in the paper.
Then she didn't read the article. She'll call back later to retract.
No, it was the article she was talking about.
What? Hey, wait a minute. Let's see that paper.
Let me see it, too. Why, George, we're heroes.
Blake family captures burglar.
Hey, what do they mean, Blake family? The rest of you weren't even home.
Quiet, son, quiet. A burglar dressed up as a ghost picked the wrong house last night when he ransacked the Blake residence. He was discovered by their son, Tim, and tied up and brought to the station along with the loot he had collected from many of the houses of the community. We all owe a debt of gratitude to the Blakes.
There, you see, George, there wasn't anything to worry about.
Just a moment. We might add that more comradely parents like the Blakes would solve the juvenile delinquency problem. Well, Mr. and Mrs. George Blake have set an example to all parents. Hey, did you get that, Gene?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, remember now, Gene. Remember, just as I told you, the whole thing's my idea, you know.
Yes, dear.
They become one with their children.
As their pretty daughter Pamela puts it, they are simply super parents, and I do mean super.
Oh, Pam.
Isn't it super, Mom?
Oh, but wait a minute, I don't get it. Not a word about our being arrested or the police lineup or any of that.
It's all very simple, Dad. While you and Mom were explaining to the judge, I had a long talk with a newspaper reporter.
Not the one who took the picture?
Uh-huh, the same one. Kind of young and just awfully good-looking. Sort of the Clark Gable type.
But what did you say to him, Pam?
Oh, I told him all about what good sports you and Dad are and how you really went trick-or-treat just to be a pal to Tim.
A pal to me? How that made me look to the gang.
Oh, be quiet, Tim, be quiet. No, wait a minute. Now that I think of it, Jean, it was really a very commendable idea.
Do you really think so, George?
I certainly do. Yes, sir? More parents ought to pal with their children.
Yes, George?
Say, how about some breakfast? You know, I didn't realize how hungry I was.
Oh, you've decided to go to the office then?
Well, naturally. I think I'll get down a little early to the office and meet the gang. You know, I guess I could stand a little backslapping this morning. Yes, sir? More fellas ought to pal with their kids.
Sam?
Yes, Mother?
Did anyone ever tell you you're a very remarkable daughter?
Falls on the second act of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Pranks for Parents, starring B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon and their children Barbara and Richard, who return in just a moment.
When I say, as I do now and then, that every member of your family will enjoy Skippy peanut butter, that's not just advertising jive talk. It's truth. Now, I realize that plenty of grown-ups don't like old-style peanut butter. They don't like the fact that it's hard to digest. They don't like the oil separation and occasional lack of freshness. But Skippy is not old-style peanut butter. It's a new, improved food product, and it has banished every single one of those disadvantages. Creamy-style Skippy, blue label, is triple milled to a buttery smoothness. Chunk-style, red label, is creamy, with crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. Try Skippy soon, won't you? And now, here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And here are stars, B.B. Daniels, Ben Lyon, Barbara, and Richard Lyon. A four-star performance. But that's what audience expect of you by now.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
Very
much.
Thank you.
And now we want a full report on the Lyon activities. B.B., I'd like to tell our audience that you were decorated for your wonderful work in recording the wounded and the fighting men in Europe during the war.
And I never enjoyed anything as much in all my life as bringing the voices of the boys to their families at home.
I understand that you and Ben were decorated by the War Department, and also that it's the only case of a husband and wife receiving that honor.
Well, B.B. received the Medal of Freedom, Les, and a wonderful citation.
Yes, and I understand that you did all right with the 8th Air Force, too.
Incidentally, Les, he's doing a wonderful job now as Executive Director of Talent at 20th Century. Excuse me for bragging, but I can't help it.
Well, I'd say that's a job he's well prepared for. Seems to me that you're surrounded by talent, Ben.
Yeah, well, B.B.'s producing pictures now, you know, Les. First was for Hal Roach, entitled Fabulous Joe, and now she's hard at work on a story of juvenile delinquency. Richard is busy acting.
But I think Mr. Mitchell is right, Dad. It looks as if Barbara will be in there competing for acting honors.
Well, how do you feel about that, Barbara? You're certainly pretty enough to be in pictures.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mitchell. By the way, has anybody ever told you you're sort of the Humphrey Bogart type?
Quiet. Come on home, Barbara.
But thank you and goodbye, B.B. Daniels, Ben Lyon, and Barbara and Richard Lyon. Good luck to a wonderful family.
Goodbye.
In the cast, you heard Miss B.B. Daniels as the mother, Mr. Ben Lyon as the father, Richard Lyon as Tim, Barbara Lyon as Pam, Ken Christie as the officer. Pranks for Parents was written by Margaret M. Lowry, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guest, and we hope you'll be with us next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each week and hear such stars as Virginia Bruce, Dennis O'Keefe, Anne Dvorak, and many other great actors in great stories selected especially for them. Dan Desitel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.